Welcome, everybody, to our Sunday Divine Service. Oh, have I got the right notes up here? Yes, I have. Dear Lord, what's happening? So just a few bits of housekeeping before we start. We will not be recording the second half of the service because that's the part where we do the message giving. But the first half of the service will be recorded, and those recordings are available for free by going to the free stuff page of the website and clicking on the Sunday service archive. There you can find previous Sunday service recordings as well. If you want to record the service, you're more than welcome, but please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and not for resale purposes. There aren't any course notes available for services, but if you would like a copy of the opening and closing prayers or the pictures that I'm going to be using this evening, if you contact Sue Little on edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, she has very kindly agreed to forward these. And I think we need to give Sue some silent applause because she does this very kindly and she never complains about it, although sometimes it can be a bit of a pain in the posterior. So it's a terrible weight off my shoulders that she takes. So many, many thanks, Sue, for doing that. If you have any questions that arise from tonight's channeling or the meditation, you can go to the Questions for Ed form, which is now found in your account page. If you can't find a Sunday service subtitle, use another one and just tell me in the text that you're asking a question about the Sunday service, because I don't think Andrew's quite got around to putting all the right subtexts into the form headers. There won't be any Q&A moments this evening because it's a Sunday service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. So at the moment you're all muted, which means that I should be the only voice that you can hear. And this is how the majority of the session, well, the entirety of the session will be this evening. It just cuts out any background noise, which can be a bit distracting. We are going to start with an opening prayer, which will go straight into this evening's channeling, which in turn will go straight into this evening's meditation. And tonight's channeling and meditation will be delivered by the Archangel Uzziel. And we'll hear about him just after I've done the opening prayer, actually, before I launch into the channeling. So get yourselves nice and comfortable. This evening's prayer comes courtesy of Rumi, and it's a short one, so I'm going to repeat it a couple of times. But first of all, let me put some background music on. I've just updated my Zoom, which was such a bad idea because, once again, everything is in a slightly different place, which is incredibly frustrating. There we go. Okay, so close your eyes, folks, for this evening's meditation. I'm just going to turn that down a bit. That's got very loud. Close your eyes for this evening's opening prayer. O God, make for me a light in my heart. Make me light, O light of lights, in your infinite compassion. O God, make for me a light in my heart. Make me light, O light of lights, in your infinite compassion. O God, make for me a light in my heart. Make me light, O light of lights, in your infinite compassion. Okay, so take a breath, and if you want, you can open your eyes. I think it's a lovely short verse, that one. I love Rumi's stuff. And that's a great one that we can use as a kind of affirmation, let alone a prayer. And it's so nice and simple that ticks a lot of boxes, I think. So tonight's service comes from the archangel Uziel. And here he is. Uziel, or Uziel, means strength of God, and he is an angelic figure appearing in Jewish mysticism, specifically Three Enoch and Sefer Raziel HaMalach. Pardon me for my dreadful pronunciation. Often associated with rescue and guarding. While sometimes categorized as a high-ranking angel or an angel of compassion, in other traditions, Uziel is regarded as a fallen angel, which is, needless to say, not true. The colors of Uziel are green and deep magenta, as you can see, and the stone associated with him is moldavite. Interestingly enough, Ora Sommer has an equilibrium bottle that carries those colors, bottles 46, which is called the Wanderer. It represents a search for space and truth to bring love and care to the little things in life. This combination aiding in finding direction and nurturing deep compassion, fosters heart-centered care, energized compassion, deep love from above, particularly useful for those who give significant energy to others. It helps individuals navigate life's changes and find their path, acting as a spiritual guide or wanderer. It aids in recovering from disappointment caused by spiritual deception, offering a clearer, more grounded perspective, and it relates to the heart center and finding space and truth, whilst magenta brings the nurturing energy of divine love. And moldavite, as I said, is the crystal associated with this angel. Now, as you may have heard me mention when you were coming in, moldavite has become incredibly rare because there is only one seam of it and it's almost been completely exhausted. It's an impact tektite, which means it's a combination of a meteor hitting the planet and the two fusing together. So it has organic elements from our Earth inside it, as well as extraterrestrial matter that it was fused together as a result of the superheat of the impact. And it's now worth about £2 a gram. But if you have any cut or faceted pieces, they are now very expensive. They're worth about £20 a carat. So yeah, if you've got some tucked away, hold on to it because it's worth a lot more than you will have initially paid for it. Now we're going to hear from Uziel, and then he's going to lead us straight into a meditation. For those people who are interested in the spelling, Uziel, sometimes Ussiel, same angel. Okay, let's hear from him and see what he has to say. I am Uziel, the angel of rescue. You may wonder what exactly I mean when I say rescue. I am the angel who offers assistance to those who find themselves in dire spiritual need because they are exhausted, burnt out, because they feel abandoned or deceived, because they have lost their way and are finding it difficult to hold their faith or mettle, because they are pulled in multiple directions, challenged by something that they feel they cannot overcome, because they are stuck on their journey and feel they cannot progress or move forwards on their path, because they feel they can no longer serve the purpose, the divine, due to their circumstances or health state. I am the angel of rescue for the light workers of the world, for the mediums and psychics and sensitives and empaths and channels, for the healers and therapists. I am the angel who was created by the divine for you, the priests and priestesses, the oracles, the wise folk, those who serve earth, mankind, and the divine. I am connected to a spiritual force of nurture, which can provide holistic nutrient, manna from heaven, power drawn directly from the divine grace, to provide those on the spiritual path with exactly what they need. Comfort, love, hope, strength, power, a combination, a cocktail of spiritual healing life force energy, tailor-made for each individual depending upon their need at any one given moment in time. I can provide guidance and illumination, proof and truth, hope and strength, awe and wonder, all contained within my deep magenta energetic light. It is a liquid force of healing that seeps into the system, into the consciousness, into the heart, and strengthens your capacity to align with the divine through the power of your own divinity, your soul. The stone aligned to my energy, Moldavite, helps to anchor the divine presence of your soul's power, strengthening the act and purpose of my work. You might wonder then now why rescue is so needed at this moment in time. And it is largely because of overwhelm. Mankind has gone through a very strange period of history. One crisis has lurched you into the other. The pandemic, the cost of living crisis, war, more war, creating ripples through the collective unconsciousness of uncertainty, paranoia, fear, scarcity, horror, torture, destruction, murder, all of which the sensitive have been buffeted from, tossed and turned in the maelstrom of this psychic storm. It has been difficult for you to cope and to cope with the demand that has been placed upon you by your clients, by your friends, by your family, who have turned to you for wisdom and healing and aid, for strength and power and truth. Many of you have experienced burnout again and again and again, your psychic systems overwhelmed, drained, disturbed, distorted, imbalanced. And although you have pulled yourself back together many times, because it has been difficult to find proper time for rest and recuperation, for fortification and protection, you have become weaker and more drained each time you have hit rock bottom. I then am here to provide you with my gift, and so that you might make others aware of my presence and my power too. To this end then, let us begin this evening's meditation. Please close your eyes and prepare yourself to receive the power that I offer. Take a few breaths then, please. Focus on the sound of this voice. Breathe in, breathe out. Allow yourself to sit comfortably letting your chair take your full weight. Shoulders relaxed, released of stress and tension. No stress or tension in your neck, hands or feet. Breathing slightly deeper, in and out. In and out. You find yourself in a dappled forest glade of eternal summer. The air is warm and rich with the scent of wildflowers, grass and trees. Before you, the glade opens out to a pond filled with deep magenta liquid light, and standing before you, Uziel, the Archangel of Rescue, smiling. His deep magenta wings unfurled, his strong arms reaching towards you, his eyes full of kindness, full of love. He helps you to undress, and you realize that the spiritual robe that you are wearing is fettered and dirtied, tattered and torn. You slip it from your shoulders and let it fall to the floor, and taking your hand, he leads you smiling into the waters of the glade. The waters are warm and soothing. They lap against your feet and ankles, your calves and knees and thighs. You sink deeper into them. They lap around your tummy and rise up your torso to your chest. Uziel steadies you by your side, wading with you into the waters, into the deep magenta waters of the glade. The warm magenta waters seep into your body, into your bones, into your muscles, into your blood. You feel them flowing, curdling, pooling there. It is as if they are seeking out knots of tension in your body and dissolving them. It is as if they are seeking out those parts of your form that are lacking energy, that are strained and exhausted, and replenishing them. As you bob deeper into the waters, breathing in their warmth, you feel their energy entering into your mind, into your thoughts, into your heart, into your feelings. It is like unclenching a fist. You did not realize you were so tense, so exhausted, so strained. Your mind unwinds itself from thoughts that you have long been laboring under. And these thoughts slip away into the waters, washed clean from your mind and consciousness. Your heart bursts open like a flower, receiving the light of the sun, casting out its doubts and fears, its sadness and its pain, all washed clean in the waters of Uziel's glade. Exhaustion, worry, pain, replenished and restored by hope and love and strength. Uziel reaches up into the air and draws from it a cup made of Moldavite. The sunlight shines through it, igniting the cup, transforming it into a brilliant shining green. light descends into the cup and overflows from it, filling it to the brim. Uzziel offers it to you, and you drink. You drink and drink and drink, trying to sate a thirst that feels like it will never end. The light from the cup flows down your throat, into your body, into your being, into your spirit. It connects you with the light above, with the light of your soul, with the light of your divine, and more than that, with the greater divine that shines beyond. You find yourself standing beneath the beam of light that holds you in its power, that strengthens the very core of your nature and truth, that feeds the very essence of your spirit and your soul. You fall back into the waters, and the waters support you completely and effortlessly, and you float in the waters, guarded and guided by the angel who gently draws you through the water streams. And the water massages your body, flows through you and over you, and you are caught like a feather upon its surface. And into the water you relax and release and float and absorb and take, and the angel watches over you with love. Rest in the waters. Rest in the waters. Feed from the light that pours down into you. Feed from the waters of the glade. Let Uzziel nurture you, providing you with all that you might require. It is almost time to return. The angel guides you gently back to the edge of the pond. You step out into the warm air, and the angel holds in his hand a new spiritual garment for you to wear, a new robe of light, shining, bright, forged from the manor of heaven, a shield to keep you safe, a veil to keep you hidden, a light that will enable the light to find you and see you in the darkness. The angel helps you dress, and stepping back, looks at you with awe and pride. You are ready for the road ahead, he says and smiles. But should you tire, should you falter, should you have need, you have only to call my name, and I will guide you here back to my glade, and we will swim a while in the magenta waters and drink from the heavenly cup. And I will prepare you again for the challenges that you might face. For I am God's angel of strength, made by the divine to serve you in your time of need. And I will wait here for you to give you all that you require, whenever that time might be. For now, return home and continue your good works. The glade begins to shimmer and fade, to disappear, and you are returning to your home, to your chair, to the sound of my voice. Give thanks to the angel and release them. Wiggle your feet and toes. Take a moment to ground and center yourself back into your body, back into your room, breathing down into the earth beneath your feet, protecting yourself in your usual way. And when you are ready in your own time, opening your eyes and returning here. Okay, so we are going to move into the messages part of the evening, so I'm going to turn the recording off.